Hello?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's me, Joe Budden. And then I saw her standing there like a fawn, like waiting. It's a pretty good impression, right?
Nah,
I'm a bit disturbed that that's what you hear when Joe talks.
Listen to his ad-libs sometimes. God, it hurts my throat. How does he even talk like that? How many cigarettes did he have to smoke?
A lot of cigarettes.
A lifetime supply.
Hey, it's I'll Name This Podcast Later, and Joe Budden is not here.
No.
And we're going to call him right now.
And let you know where the fuck he's been. Although he's tweeting. He's fucking up our shit right now.
So, he said what's happening?
No, he's just tweeting like a mutt.
We're getting the TMZ exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows. Because, guys, listen. It's hard, as you know, attempting to... And I'm not saying, you know, be the greatest producer of all time, but produce a little bit. It's hard to produce with Joe Budden because you don't know if he's going to do things like give his own podcast the exclusive on his information.
That's true.
So we're going to get it. Rory, you're saying we're getting the exclusive here?
We're going to try.
All right. So let's call Joe Budden.
Let's see where he goes with this.
And let's see if he gives you... I'm letting you guys lead this because he's just going to yell at me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to sit here and mess around my computer and you guys... I'm going to try my best.
You're going to like zone out though.
What's the over-under of him even picking up?
Ugh. He just called me in the car.
It's me.
No, that doesn't mean anything with him.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that he could turn around and not answer right
not
now?
Answer the phone.
I can't call back now because my phone's on 3% and my Mophie...
Don't worry. Here we go. Here we go.
My Mophie's in my car.
Calling right. Joe Budden on his own podcast.
Ugh. So can he hear us through all our mics? Is that how that works, Joey?
No, he'll be...
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
Hey!
All right, I leave you guys for 1 week. I hope y'all are not ruining things.
Squad!
Joe, you have to fucking save me. There's squad members everywhere. Hold on, we have some technical...
No, we're fine. I'm trying to get him a little bit louder. Can you just get Joey a little louder? Joey, will you give us an update? You want to know who's... It's Rosenberg, Rory, Marissa, and what's... Samira.
Why is Samira there?
I don't know.
This is what happens when you leave.
She stopped by on her
leave. Oh, my God. I'm so confused right now.
Well, but Joe, this is the first thing we're doing on this podcast is finding out what
Samira, stop chasing Rory around.
Oh. Oh, God. Anywho, so...
Gonna edit that.
So talk to us, Joe.
Yeah, what's going on? Where are you? What's happening? All I know is I got to work on Monday morning and Laura Stiles was reporting that you were, like, wanted by the police or something.
Yeah, that's so stupid. They made the biggest deal out of all of this. They didn't send me a court paper, so I missed the court date. They issued a warrant, and that was that. They act like I had fled the country or something.
Joe Budden skips town.
Yeah, so that was the end of that. So I flew back, went to court, took care of it. Warrant's gone. Everything's good. Now I'm getting the fuck out of here again.
Where is it that you're going?
Aren't you nosy Nadia?
Yeah, okay, sure.
You don't need to know where I'm going. I'm going away. I'm going on my spiritual journey.
Is that what you call it?
Is that up north? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Pete, I don't even know how I feel about you being lead on my podcast.
I'm not being lead. I'm just trying to fill up the space.
Samira's leading.
Is that what you want, Joe?
Oh, no, that's not. I don't even know why she's there. She'll come back and get order. Next week, I'm sure fucking Beyonce will be there, and it will really have.
Oh, we should bring Beyonce next week.
Beyonce should be here.
Is Beyonce a person?
That's Danielle. She's the Beyonce of our crew.
I was expecting Rory to be the lead mic and hold things down while I was gone.
I'm offended.
Well, I've already been pushed over by the squad, and Peter's on their side.
Yeah, you know I'm team squad all day.
Squad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I gotta get Imani back up here. Somebody on my side.
So what are you guys talking about today?
We have a really full show. I'm glad you asked, Joe. Yeah. Rory, what do you have on the docket list over there? What's happening?
A lot of Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, Caitlin.
A lot of Mahdi sports report.
Oh, I do have things to say about that, sort of.
Nah, we were just going to kind of wing it and see where the fuck you were. I'm happy you answered the phone, though.
Yeah, that was pretty mage.
Oh, maybe he hung up.
I don't think he likes
the
me.
First celebrity.
No, I'm still here.
This is the
I'm
first celebrity here. Interview we were able to get on your podcast is with you.
Thank you for being our first guest.
That's a damn shame.
It is. Maybe so, next week. Maybe next week we'll get somebody because it's, you know, like people will be in town, you know?
For the summer jam.
Summer jam.
Mm.
Yeah, you. Pete's been saying that since the inception of our show.
Valid.
I mean,
every week. Every week, Peter thinks we can get somebody.
This is the week.
Yeah, Joe, I really...
I feel it. I can feel it.
We got an exclusive, too. This might even hit Boss Up.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, can you say something?
Shout out Boss Up so they play it.
No, say something like interesting.
Telling us on this fucking, on this Amber Rose interview for like 5 months now. She done interviewed with everybody in the universe.
Real shit. He's been saying she's going to be here next week for like 5 months.
Guys, she's really excited about doing the podcast.
I mean,
yeah, I know.
She sent me a text last night and she was like, when am I coming up? She was like, no, and Joe, the best part is she said, I can't wait to commence my best friendship with Madi. That's what she said.
Is that because we are going to be best friends?
I know. Yeah, totally.
It's going to be pretty major. Oh, we're going to go on double dates. We're going to go on double dates.
Hey, Joe, is there anything else though that that would be juicy for you to tell us so like all the blog sites can pick it up?
By the way, you know, they already announced it. So I feel like you can at least talk about it. No.
Well, apparently, according to Corey, they still don't want me to talk about it.
Ah, okay.
Got a press release.
That's all we're getting.
Know, it's a spiritual journey. I'm all for help and helping people. Lord knows I've helped Marissa and Rory enough.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm still pretty fucked up.
I don't know why people thought I was on the run or like TMZ is fucking nuts, man. If TMZ post something, it might as well be in the Bible.
Yeah. I mean, they basically killed Lil Wayne 2 years ago, so.
That was bad.
That was pretty shitty.
Yeah, that language was wild, but whatever, shit happens. The life we chose.
Joseph, it is the week of the NBA Finals, and we need a prediction here. Golden State's the favorite here in the, tell me your opinion. I think one of the most exciting potential NBA Finals matchups we've had in a while.
Cavs in six.
Thanks, Monty.
I think Golden State is too deep. They're too deep, but I do have Cleveland making it a series because LeBron is LeBron. So maybe Golden State in 6 or 7.
Nope. I got Warriors. We're going to win.
No, Golden State is the Warriors, Monty.
Yeah.
Oh shit. God. Sorry, holy I meant Cleveland. Shit. I was reading Corey's text as I was talking, guys.
You meant to big up your squad, and instead you dissed them.
Well, I have like old work in the Bay, so shout out to them at least.
Oh, Monty, that's the part of the show where I would be unplugging your microphone.
All right. I'm still figuring out. All right, yeah. We got to figure out when to unplug. Joe, is there anything else you want to tell your minions while you're on hiatus?
I want to apologize to the I'll Name This Podcast Later listeners for leaving you guys stuck with Peter, Rory, Marissa, and Samira. Bad enough I didn't even know why Marissa was showing up every week. Now nice. I got to deal with her friends showing up. What the fuck? So just hold it. Unfortunately, you guys have to hold it down. Our listeners, try not to miss me too much. I will be back when my sabbatical is over, whenever that is.
Do we not know? Is it 2 weeks? Is it three?
Probably only have to deal with you guys without me for another week. Maybe.
Oh, sweet.
All right, thank God.
That works.
Thank the Lord.
I'm sure the listens will fucking be down exponentially this fucking week, but it's fine.
No. I'll make sure in the description it doesn't say that you're gone.
Yeah. Next week it will. This week we're going to be regular.
The artwork's going to be a photo of us with you.
Steve, you're oversaturating yourself, man. The morning show, ESPN, like, it's too much you. It's too much you, and you're not that great.
You're a dick.
You're
all
not
right.
Great enough for me to want to hear on all these
different platforms.
Well, Joe, it's funny you mentioned that because Peter has confirmed he is producing a Jace Love Lost and it will contain no features.
Yep.
It'll just be me.
On that note, I am getting the fuck out of here. There's no a Jace Love Lost.
ALL.
I miss this. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right, John. Y'all hold it down, man.
Later, man.
P-O-P. Hey,
y'all could, y'all can text me and act like we're friends and see how I'm doing and shit. Like,
well, I thought
be the only time I speak to you guys.
I was told that you got your phone taken away and I didn't know
you
even had it.
You hit the group chat. That's when I know you have a phone. I can't guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. You got me there. All right. Toodles.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
See, that's why I already like Joe out of town, because I feel like Joe here would never say you got me there.
Yeah. Or right? Toodles.
He's, yeah. Or you... Toodles.
Oh, this sabbatical is doing him well.
So we're not allowed to say why he's gone.
We can't even talk about it.
But if people dig around, it sounds like they could find it. But yeah, he's not. We can't talk about it. So what did you guys want to talk about? I have another podcast. I'm recording Juan Epstein right after this. I have a way to run my mouth nonstop. What do you, Rory and Marissa, and Samira, stranger I've just met, what do you guys want to talk about?
You met her once on FaceTime.
Oh, we did? Oh, that's right. It was real.
Yeah, it was.
It was a connection.
Yeah.
So what are you
technically a squad member?
Well, yeah, exactly. Squad of Jays.
Squad of Jays.
What do you guys want to talk about?
I had something I was tweeting about the other day. Netflix, and where women get this assumption that because I want to watch Netflix and chill, that means that I want to do something.
This combo's boring. I have to pee. I'll be back.
So already?
Wow.
I guess you're really boring, Corp.
Yeah. Right. Anyways. So maybe I just want to watch Netflix and chill and not be objected to your frivolous assumptions of male's transgressions.
What you're saying here is that women feel that when one says they want to watch Netflix, it means they want to get dome or has something.
Yeah, happened. Maybe I just want to watch Netflix. Where do you get the audacity to think that I want to do something?
Can I be honest with you, Rory?
Mm-hmm.
The old watch a DVD game for me. I mean, I've been using it for a long time.
This is where you need to leave the squad alone and team up with me it's time to take a stand.
Okay, let's
that
take
we
a stand.
Let these women know that we will not be judged as erotic human beings,
right.
But lovers of $12 cinema.
He's right. That's a good
I'm
one.
I'm done.
That's it?
Oh, I don't need anything more. Unless our new co-host, how many times have you been asked to watch Netflix and chill?
A few times. And I take it as they're going to try something else.
And do they?
And do I don't go every
do you,
time
Where
I
do you
asked.
Get this audacity or this arrogance, this pretentious idea that I want to do more than just watch Netflix? I love Netflix.
There's a lot of good shows on there. Orange
Great.
Is the New Black, House of Cards.
We Can Learn documentaries.
Well, yeah, a lot more new series starting. I heard they're actually getting Planet Earth. They're doing a Planet Earth redux. There's a lot of good stuff on Netflix. Hey, Marissa, when someone says you want to watch Netflix, how often do you end up sucking their cock?
That was really offensive.
Well, you're my friend. I'm asking, I don't know your friend as well to ask her so blatantly. So
I've never even...
Shut the fuck up.
I've never even watched Netflix with
anybody. Exactly, because when you're, if Netflix is on...
we don't even get to turn the Xbox on.
Although, first of all, I don't even have an Xbox.
All right, Apple TV.
Sometimes, I watch it on my laptop. I have my own Netflix, because my dad got me an account, and I watch the regular show on there a lot.
I like how you said, I have my own. Because my dad gave it to me.
It's like a family account, like me, him, and Farquaad. We have each like a paid a profile.
Speaking of which, whoever Roger is, who I stole Netflix from, who someone else stole from him, can you pay your account, please? Because I want to watch Netflix.
You can
that's embarrassing. They should really take care of that for
I
you.
I know.
Honestly, you can use
selfish.
Mine. You can really, you can use mine if you want.
All right, I might have to get the password.
So, Rory, you'll enjoy this. We were in the car on our way over here.
When you guys were late and made me leave work early.
Yeah, exactly. And blame Little Dirk.
Yeah, it is Little Dirk's fault. Honestly.
He kept us. He was running late. So we were in the
Shocker,
car.
A rapper was running late.
And Marissa goes, yo, good news. I got your friend Blank all access to Summer Jam.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing.
We don't like Blank.
I hate my friend Blank. My friend Blank.
It's not even his friend.
Is not even my friend anymore.
Shocker there.
My friend Blank, I not only don't want to see at Summer Jam or at all, but I don't have any extra all access to Summer Jam.
Yeah, I love how I had Norpool.
She was able to get it done. I don't know who to ask to get it done.
Is Blank old work?
No, it's a dude. Huh.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Dude.
He's going to do our
Can I get some backstory on why you don't like him, or would that give it away too much?
No, I'm happy to give it away. I mean, not going to give away blatantly, because that's going to be rude, but you definitely know the person too, 100%, okay. And you'll figure it out probably within 15 seconds. But this person and I used to hang out because I was cool to them when I met them. They were younger than me. They wanted to be in the scene, help out. I gave them said opportunity, brought them around a lot, invited them to a lot of events, yada, yada, yada. Really, I mean, and it went pretty far. Dude, how about this? Invited to my wedding.
That's pretty far.
That's
And there are some people who were passed up on that wedding list who I really wish I could go back.
I think
switch.
We designed your wedding invitation, and I didn't actually get an invite.
I think you're right about that.
I think I wasn't invited to your wedding, but
I didn't know you then.
I didn't know you then either.
And I didn't really know you then either.
No, not really. But you guys did a fantastic job.
It was a great invitation.
You didn't invite Samira to your wedding either.
Samira, I'm sorry.
She was watching Netflix.
Exactly. And it. So we knew each other for a long time. Last year at Peter Palooza, which, by the way, is going to be announced next week, and it is, Madi is very excited about it.
I am so excited. Also, Peter Palooza was also fun last year, although Peter did not get me on any fucking list, and I had mob with Schoolboy Q.
This year, the squad, well, not the whole squad. Samira, maybe we'll see about you. I'll name this podcast later squad, minus Joe Budden, who really should not be invited because he's such a dickhead to me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even want to go.
He definitely would not want to go.
He would not go.
No, he's not going. So
me and Roy will be there.
Why didn't you ask him to perform? Ooh. This is awkward.
Because I wanted to sell tickets. But
things said when he's not around.
Got him. So, anyways.
No, but the headliner
the
is
views
Mitch.
Of Peter Rosenberg have nothing to do with me, Joe.
So, anyways, listen. So, this person,
or Joe Budden fans,
Peter Palooza,
they're gonna kill you.
I know they're gonna come at me. And it's a different kind of audience and show for Peter Palooza. But so last year, he shows up, and I had put him on every version of the list that I ever sent out, and for whatever reason, when he got there. Wasn't on the list and could not figure out, like, and I don't know what was happening, blah, blah, blah. But the first text message I get is real aggressive, like, yo, I'm not on the list. Take care. And this is like, you have to understand, guys, I'm not trying to be a douchebag, but when you're throwing your own concert of like 2,300 people with like a 200 person backstage list.
The list is the least of your worries.
And there's a lot, it's the most of your worries, but it's just
impossible to deal with.
Yeah, you can only do so much. To make a long story short, he ends up being a total dickhead, screaming at my brother in front of the venue, blah, blah, blah.
Hi, Nick.
And things just started going left for us from that point. And a lot of the things that I realized I'd never liked about this person started coming to the surface. Now, here's the best part of the whole thing, without getting to all the nitty-gritty of this is what I think the Joe Budden angle would be for what's interesting about this. He'd go like this. I'm going to tell you guys something.
He was waiting outside. Yelling at my brother. I was watching from a distance.
Like, ooh, this is gonna be good. I'm gonna get him.
I'm gonna get him. So,
well, you know what my problem is with this?
No, and here's the part Joe would freak out about. This person has then since dissed me. He's come at me a few different ways. He's even been threatening to me. Tried to even be physically threatening over text message, which was pure comedy, because he is the least scary human being alive. And
did you threaten to slap his kids?
No. Well said. That was appropriate. That was more appropriate than people give credit for. But then
I didn't get it.
I did say when he did get violent with me, I said, if anyone has seen my dog, they know I have the softest dog on earth. And I was like, bear will bite your fucking face off. And I'm not
just
kidding.
To make a mockery direct of everything
quote,
that he said.
And a direct quote from him while fighting me was goes, don't bring your pooch into this. I'm not kidding. He said that.
Wow.
Anyways, all this is happening. While he owes me $800.
$800.
Ask why he owes me $800, Rory.
Well, my question now is, why does he owe you $800?
Oh, that was very well put.
That's a great question. And I'm glad you asked it. Because when he was not doing well, he didn't have money for rent and straight up asked me.
Oh, fuck. I know this person. And, never mind. I'm not. Gonna get
you don't
on
have to
air about this.
You don't have to.
Okay.
I straight up said... I said,
I really didn't know you were talking about until you just said that part.
I didn't know that you know that part. Okay, anyway.
No, not for you.
Oh, because of something else. Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Well, I said here, because I haven't told anyone about that, who it is, and saying that, but I said, no problem. Now, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I'm from the suburbs. Most of the people I knew always like had money generally. $800 is truthfully the most money I've ever lent anyone. I've never forked over $800. I think I PayPal'd it. It was just like, here you go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He, after a few months, forgot to mention, really bring it up, and now has since gone on Twitter and talked shit about me and called me a bitch while he owes me $800. And I just don't understand as a man how one can feel okay about doing that. Like, don't you want to throw the money in my face and tell me to go fuck yourself?
Yeah.
But how can you know you, and how can you know not that you owe someone $800? But it's not like you owe it because of a business thing.
Mm-hmm.
You owe it because,
as a friend.
As a friend, I was just like, you can borrow it.
Yeah, like me and Abe earlier this year, had lent him some money, and then we got into
I'm fucking with the wrong women. Women have never lent me money in my fucking life.
He got stuck somewhere, and so I had the Western Union because they didn't even have a bank account. And
was he a drug dealer?
No. But
he should probably get a bank.
Long story short.
How much did you give him?
Only $200. He asked for one, but I sent two just to make sure he's okay.
Wow.
And
at least she's so nice.
Oh my god. And oh my God, a keeper here.
The whole point is we like fell out because we got like some stupid shit, and he still like the first thing he made sure, even though he like fucking hated my guts at that moment, was to pay me back because he still wanted to be a stand-up dude.
Well, that's the ego, yeah. There's no way I'm going to get in a fight with a woman and owe her money. Yeah,
well, I feel stupid. I lend somebody $3,000.
You want $3,000?
All right. Samira, you're a moron.
Samira's on the mic now.
I need some money. You want to throw some
over? Was this Netflix bae?
No.
Okay.
And we need names.
No, you don't need to say names. We don't care about names. Backstory. What happened?
It was for school. I didn't want him to miss on a semester. I gave him $3,000 for school.
Wow, that is very kind of you.
I would never do that in my life.
Yeah, you would.
I got the money back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Marissa, you know why you would never do that?
Why?
Because you would never be fucking with anyone who's going to college. Anyways.
Fuck you. Football Bay definitely graduated college.
That's true. He
did. With a 3.0.
3.0, yeah. Good for him.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
So anyways, the bottom line, the point of the story is I just don't understand how one human being could try to really have issues with someone while you owe them money and favor money. Yeah.
I'm bummed. So
and thank you for bringing him.
Hold on. Well, now I'm bummed that I didn't know that. Well, because he's doing our stuff for us or whatever.
He's helping with stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm pretty bummed I didn't know that because I'm very like fiercely loyal as a Leo, and obviously Rosenberg.
Don't blame the sun stars on this.
Now, by the way, real quick, another situation came up with this person recently where this person wanted to do something at a place where I do stuff, a connection that I have.
Right.
All right. Now, keep in mind, I've already given this person endless connections, and this person wanted to do an event at a place where I do it. And I told the person blatantly, you can let him know that if y'all want me to be there, he doesn't do events at this place anymore. Ooh. And you'll never guess who they chose. Me.
Oh,
so then that's what prompted him to go on Twitter and call me a bitch. And I'm like, that's not being a bitch, bro. I'm not helping you anymore.
Yeah.
I am not. That is my place. I am no longer giving you help. And just for the record, if Marissa would have not said it was too late, I would have had it shut down at Summer Jam too.
Yeah.
I would have had no problem. I don't feel guilty about once someone's been a dick to me, fucking them over. My father's very vindictive. He taught me.
Yeah, I'm like the same type of person.
I don't forget. I do not forget when you're an asshole to me.
Cheers,
crazy.
Really blood.
He's so nice to me, though. I didn't know that he was like that.
I
liked him.
So you seem to have some confrontations with people.
You do.
This year I have.
But you know what? It's so weird because I feel like you're like so super. I feel like maybe you're like you get picked on.
I think that's somewhat true. I'm a good target to get like.
Yeah, it is. You're a very easy target.
You know, I'm a good person to have like friction with because I don't completely fit in some way.
That was me in high school.
And I'm also vocal. Mm-hmm. So like you can find other people who will have issue with me, even though with the people that I'm. Have any real interaction with, like, I really only have good relationships.
Yeah, like, I could never say anything negative about you, but that was, like, me in high school. Like, yeah, that's because I'm
nice, but I don't know why I'm so nice to you. It's always
well, in all these situations, nice. At what point have you said, hey, Peter, what role did I play in this?
I've tried to do it in all of them, right? And I recognize that in all of them, in all of my confrontations, of which I think I had two or three this year, where I sort of ended with relationships being like, you know what, this relationship's not going to work out at all.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of this one, it's very hard to find a lot on my end on account of the nature of our relationship, right? Like, in my opinion, based on the fact that when I met him, he didn't have shit going on.
Yeah.
And I had a lot going on. And I was constantly bringing you to my shit. And what happened was, since then, has been clear. The relationships that this person has because of me are so clear. Honestly, I know this may sound fucked up, but I don't really believe I owe much more. In my opinion, if you're a hungry, humble person, that's enough to kind of like. He would always get on me, like when the Peter Palooza problem happened.
Yeah,
I wanted him to apologize for being disrespectful to my brother in public.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I owed him something because the list was messed up, and I understand. I don't have any other good friends who cry to me about list problems. They just say, I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I get it. It's
happened.
Your night. I had another friend who's much more valuable to me in a business sense, a business contact, who just stood outside and waited, just sat and waited until it was time to get in.
Yep.
You know why? Because they know I'm dealing with a million fucking
exactly.
things. And who are you? What are you there to do that night? What is so important that you need to do this? And I think you guys could all agree, being disrespectful to someone's family is worse than being disrespectful to them.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have you yell at me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, if somebody went crazy on my brother, I think I would literally kill somebody.
And you met my brother, he's the most harmless person
on
earth.
I know, that's how I felt about my little brother's like my little baby. If someone ever,
I'm not
going to
call
go
my
crazy.
Older brother my little baby, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
My little Farquaad is my little, he's so cute.
Rory, will you be in the house on at Summer Jam on Sunday?
That's a great segue, because apparently enemies have full access, and I don't even have a fucking ticket.
Oh, Marissa, look what you did.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think he's capable of doing that job?
The crazy shit is I didn't even know that I had the pull like that, because everyone's always like, yo, can you get me tickets, passes? And I'm like, yo, I love all of you people. I literally can't do shit for you. Like, I honestly don't even, like, really have any pull there. And then look at that. I got 4 tickets and 4 passes.
Well, in both your defense, I have not asked either of you for
exactly.
a ticket.
I really appreciate that, considering I don't know if I have anything yet.
I mean, wasn't planning on asking. Might have just stood outside and yelled at your brother until I got in.
I mean, the tickets that we're giving are for our interns. So that was just like our thank you. They're going to be sitting probably in the nosebleed seats. So there's that. And then the passes.
I forgot how I got tickets last year.
The passes
year.
Are like 2 for me and 2 for the working people that are helping us.
Good choices there, Marissa.
Are you going to diss anyone this year?
No.
Starships.
I haven't let everyone live this year.
I mean, it's a really cool lineup this year.
Well, I don't need to.
I'm excited about Fetty's first mage performance.
Hey, Rory. Hmm. Marissa's excited about Fetty Wap's performance at Summer Jam.
Shocker.
You shocked about that? What about Ty Dolla
$ign? Think about this for a little while.
Are you excited about Ty Dolla
$ign? No, I'm surprised that she even remembered Fetty was on the stage because Ty Dolla $ign is on the stage.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, yeah. We love Ty Dolla $ign here at the squad, right?
We do.
We do.
Great. Yeah. Great contribution
there. Do you make the rest of your squad love Ty Dolla $ign?
I do. We listen to them in the car all the time. It's pretty much a Ty Dolla $ign Fetty Wap playlist.
Our playlist has merged.
Yeah, it has. So it's like a group.
Sorry, guys.
It's like a group Ty Dolla $ign Fetty Wap playlist.
When did Ty Dolla $ign become so important to this group?
When I became a part of this group, which was...
When did he become important to you?
Okay, here it goes. So
story time.
I'm gonna cut this off.
Yeah. Don't worry. Let's get key points here.
Okay, so
it was
like a year and a half ago. The Paranoid song was popular over here, and then I was like, oh, this is a cool song, but like, you know, it's one of those songs that it's only right. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, hold on, I can't really talk over the music. It's stressing me out.
Figure it out.
Okay. So Paranoid was popping, but it's like one of those songs like you don't really care about the person singing it because it sounds like a one-hit wonder, just like a cool song. So then I went to LA and they were playing it even more than we were playing it here. So when I came back, I'm like, you know, I should download the dumbass song. So I downloaded the fucking song. I knew that the guy was Ty Dolla $ign, but I didn't know if he sang, rapped. I didn't know what the fuck he did. So then Karen Civil.
Still gone.
Shut up. Yeah. So Karen Civil was in an issue of XXL, and I was like, I got to buy that issue because I got to support my girl. So I bought the issue, and I'm reading it, and there was an article on YG and Mustard, and then it had a little blurb of Ty Dolla $ign, and I saw a picture of him. I'm like, oh, that guy looks like he's so into himself. He's so conceited. He's such a fucking bitch. Then
wow,
I read the article.
So fast.
Yeah, I saw that all just from the picture because he had light eyes. I'm like, oh, he thinks he's cool. So then I read the article, and I found out he writes all his own songs, plays all these fucking instruments, and does all this shit. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's actually really talented, and let me find out something. So I downloaded.
Let me be obsessed with him.
No, so I downloaded Beach House. I downloaded Beach House 2 and I'm like, yo, this is fucking phenomenal. Then I downloaded Beach House 1. I'm like, you know what? I need to like know everything about this guy. So then I contacted Atlantic. I'm like, I need to like interview him. I need to meet this guy. So then
anyways, listen, this is a cool drop I got from him. You like this? Have
yes,
you heard this?
Please.
Have you heard this?
Dolla $ign Rosenberg.
Ooh.
Dolla $ign.
Shitting on you right now.
Are you mad about this?
Rosenberg.
Hold on, I probably got something.
Alright, are we gonna exchange drops?
No. Yeah, Marissa, that's it. That's
I bet I can fucking call him right now and he'd answer.
No, he bet he won't. You wanna play that game?
Yeah.
Do it. Call him right now?
Yeah, actually, let's do that.
Now that sounds
here
like
we go. Plug this up. Where's this at?
I'm only on 3% though. Can anybody have a USB?
3%?
Oh, I will happily get you a charger for this.
Dolla $ign.
No. This is a big moment for you, Marissa. Are you sure you want to do this?
I don't even know if
I don't have my charger. Where's the plug?
You can do. I don't have an extra plug. I don't have a USB.
No, I'm saying to plug in so we can hear.
You have a charger?
I don't.
He needs a charger.
She'll get through this.
Right, no, I'm literally on 3%.
All right, you do it. You only need 1 second.
Yeah, well, then it's going to hang up on him, and then I'm going to be embarrassed.
That's fine.
You'll sound
we don't
cool.
need the conversation.
Yeah, and it'll be awesome. Don't you think, Rory, don't you think she'll look great if she hangs up on him?
And text him later. Oh, I was in the middle of something.
First my bad. I'm Mage.
Wait, first of all.
My bad. Dolla $ign. I'm Mage.
My bad. I had to interview MGK.
Mendez.
Wait, what am I even saying is my reason for calling
him? Oh, don't. No.
He's on the podcast.
Don't do this. Now you have to do it. You can't find someone.
Now I'm stressed out.
Okay, hold on. Maybe there's a question you can ask for me. Hold on. Rosenberg wanted to know.
Can you call him from my phone?
And, like, if you want an extra bottle of Ciroc backstage.
He doesn't drink Ciroc. He drinks Bombay.
Hey, just be like, hey, Rosenberg wants to ask you a question.
Actually, he does drink Ciroc, though, sometimes.
I'll just be I want to find out when he's getting in town. Or when he's leaving town. I don't know. We'll make something up. Just call.
I need him to know that I'm wrong. He's on the podcast, though. I'm not going to disrespect him like that. But,
hey.
Just put him on.
Okay, you go, hey, Ty, just so you know, we're on Button's podcast, but Rosenberg wanted to ask you something.
Well, can't you just talk on the phone then?
Now there's no excuse.
It's still him answering my phone call either way.
Yes, go ahead. Just dial the number. This is the moment of truth. We're going to find out whether or not.
And I have a USB.
And you're charged up. Okay, there you go. She's feeling better now. She's got some juice.
Okay.
Lori, what would you call odds here that Ty Dolla $ign answers the phone when she calls?
What do I win if he does?
Slim to none.
I'll plug in the audio cord.
Oh, where's the audio cord?
If you are a Joe Budden fan right now, I want you to take a picture of your face and tweet it to us, because I'd love to see everyone's reaction of Joe not being here.
Okay. Miserable?
Exactly.
Wait, Dad, put it on speaker. How does this work?
As if Joe Budden fans aren't already miserable.
They're all
here, take the phone. Okay. It's going to die. It's going to be like the time.
Hey,
oh my
told
God.
You guys.
Dolla $ign, what up? It's Rosenberg.
Look at that.
I'm going to keep it honest with you. We're doing Joe Budden podcast right now, and I just wanted to see if you would actually answer Marissa's call, and I'm very impressed. You're a good friend.
That's my girl.
I know. Mine too. You're a good friend after all. Ty, when do you get into town?
I get into town on the actual day, on the 7th.
You know, I'm telling every single person that you're the act I'm most excited for Summer Jam, so don't make me look bad.
Oh, man, you know I'm a turner, bro.
All right, we're looking forward to it.
You don't make me look bad.
It's only right!
It's only right! Yeah, I'm on it, Ty. All right, good luck.
Somebody help me,
please. We will see you Sunday. We will see you Sunday. We're looking forward to it.
The movie!
Exactly.
Dolla $ign!
Sorry. You have the Dolla $ign emoji next to
Later, man.
His name.
All right, bye.
Yo, Marissa's the big winner today, guys.
I have nothing to say.
Are you impressed?
I am a bit impressed, yes.
I'm impressed that Marissa was able to get a guest and Rosenberg wasn't.
Oh!
All right, cut this bitch's mic. Cut this bitch's mic.
There it is.
Oh, okay. I have a song to play for you. Hold on. It ain't nothing. Cut that bitch off. Hold on.
Wait, you can't call Samira a bitch.
I'm just kidding. I mean bitch figuratively.
Bitch and okay? James.
You're bitch and James.
James.
We can get some emails if we want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, actually, and we don't even have much longer. We got to wrap up because I have Cypher Sounds waiting downstairs, guys. This is...
Why is he downstairs?
He didn't want to come up and see you guys.
That's a fucking lie.
I'm just kidding. I'll have him right now. Tell him to come up.
Who's the guest?
Gabs?
Druha. Actually, I haven't seen Druha.
Druha. Yo, speaking of someone that sounds like him, your old Droog, he followed our other squad member on Instagram.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he followed Deonce.
Does that mean he's listening?
I'm assuming so, because where else would that come from? She asked me, she's like, do you know who this guy is? He looks like a rapper. I'm like, oh, I know that guy. He had a show with Dave East once. And that was it.
Yeah, what do you remember about the show with Dave?
I don't know, because I dipped out ASAP.
Anyways, because we'll leave that as an edit point.
I got a
no, we're not. This is real life.
I got a text and I left the show and I didn't see anybody perform. Sorry, Dave.
Very, very true. I remember it very well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the fans that
all right,
are actually
couple,
writing
couple,
to
a
Joe.
A couple of messages. Yeah, here we go.
All right. Fucking my ex. Okay. Oh, this would be great if Joe was here.
Wait, I wanted to
save it. If it's a really good.
I
drug.
Wanted no, to get the emails that are like about me.
We will. This is just the first one.
Okay.
I want to fuck my ex that I haven't had the chance to fuck. We dated, she was a virgin, and wanted the first time to be special. Fast forward years later, she's glowed up, which I hate that fucking term.
I love that
term. If
you're
a man, you should not be using the glowed term glowed up.
No, that's like a fucking Chicago thing, I thought.
All right, either way, yeah. Keep going. I don't even know what that means, but keep going.
Recently got out of a 2-year relationship that's not 100% over, but if we have any time to smash, it's now. She cut off her ex, I'm leaving for school in a few weeks. I need some advice on if I should try. Probably just gonna fuck anyway. I should have read that one in advance.
Really? Are you going to fuck anyway? Because you never were able to fuck before. Shut the fuck up and keep it moving.
You're
what is this guy talking
you're
about?
You're not getting this pussy, bro.
Yeah, what do you mean? Should I just fuck? Dude, it's your ex and you didn't smash.
You never closed the deal.
You don't really
gonna.
Count.
Yeah, that, are you even an ex? I have bad news. Are you even an ex? All right, next, Rory. Sorry. And don't be mad at Joe. It's not Joe. It's me. So now you just have more reason to hate me. And not only am I a bad producer, but I'm shitting on you. Oh my God. Don't say a word.
From... Trini Daddy. All right. Ooh.
Hey, Trini Dad.
How do I win over Marissa's heart?
Oh.
Huge fan of the show. Bigger fan of Jump Off and Marissa, not Marissa being a jump off.
Okay. Jump Off and Marissa.
Yeah. She keeps growing on me.
Wow.
I want to wife you. What Ooh. Up?
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
Well, he's not.
He left his IG too.
Let us not be disrespectful right now to me.
We're not going to be disrespectful to you.
This is a positive podcast.
We're not going to be disrespectful.
No, I really want to know.
But the question is, are you honestly in any place in your life that you would like to be wifed up?
Yes, I honestly would love to be in a relationship. The reason that I haven't been in one is because I'm also having fun at the same time. So if in the midst of having fun, I come across somebody that's actually worth something, then I would consider it. And I thought Football Bay was, but it turns out he is kind of...
Samira's shaking her head. No, it's not Football Bay.
Yeah, he's a little bit crazy. Well, crazy adjacent.
Well, now, and real quick, did this guy mention if he's white or black? Because if he's white, it's finished.
His thing was Trini something. He's obviously black.
He's Trini? Okay.
Yeah.
Because if it was like white, it would have been over. It's finished.
No, I kind of butchered it. It's Trinity. He could just be a white Catholic.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't know.
Then it might be over for you, bro. No, it might be over for you. I don't discriminate. My ex was like mad Spanish, so that was like different.
Do you like white guys?
I've never talked to one, but I don't think, I think white guys don't like me. I think they're scared of me. To be really honest, I wear a grill, I have bright red hair, and I fucking cuss like a sailor. I don't think white guys want to bring me
home. They're not ready
for
that. Yeah. They're not ready for that.
And I like fucking hang out with rappers every day, so I really don't think that that's what they want.
I gotta be honest, I don't know if any boyfriends are gonna like you hang with rappers every day.
No, my ex-boyfriend was like really super cool with it. Like, he really understood. His sister does the same thing, and she's a model.
Oh my God.
No, his sister's a model, so he gets it. He understood, so...
And like look at three model. White people taking over Joe Budden's podcast.
This right?
Really?
Typical.
He has corporate. No street cred whatsoever. Yeah. All right, one more question from the people, Rory.
Let's find a good one.
Where was the one where the girl
Maddie's
said she
been
wrote...
trying to find this one.
Yeah, that girl.
I feel like it was an awful email.
No, but...
She was just like, hey, love the show, love Maddie, bye.
Oh.
I really think
well,
that's
this other girl said she emailed asking for advice about social media. Her name was like Alexandra.
That's the one I was looking for, yes. Because that fit into what you are going through.
Yeah. Oh, right here.
Samira, start talking.
Alexandra Rossi, right there.
All right, read it.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Can I read it?
Of course. I'm
Since
an awful...
she reached out to me on Twitter. Okay. Hey, Joe, Rory, Marissa, and the gang. I've been an avid listener to the podcast, and I need advice that I believe Marissa may relate to. I've heard her say that she is or was dating an athlete in prior episodes, and that's my current dilemma. I recently started seeing a ball player from the home team, and although we get along just fine, I can't help but notice the massive amounts of hoes he follows on social media. To make it clear, let's say he follows approximately 800 people on Instagram, and out of the 800, 650 are all Instagram hoes.
So what's the problem?
Fuck off.
I don't get it.
Shut up. As discussed in the last podcast, all these hoes are attainable, especially because he's a professional athlete. It's such a huge turnoff, and I think I should use it as a warning sign to stop seeing this guy. My friends tell me that he's young and successful, so it comes with the territory. I disagree. I would think that being an athlete for some time, he would be used to the groupies and hoes, but judging his follows and social media interaction, it tells me otherwise. If he was a regular guy, we would say he's a thirst bucket. Should I stop talking to him, or is this a new thing for young and new athletes to do? And because you guys always ask and wonder, yes, I'm pretty, I have a nice body, I don't bartend or anything, I've got a degree and I work full time, I come from a good family, I've got no sob story, I have no I need to be saved shit, he's good looking, he's got a career, right. We get along, what do I do?
All right. First of all, bitch, you talk too much. I'm just kidding.
No,
just kidding.
First of all, everybody stop, because let me talk. So, girl, I am going through the same exact thing. And it's really, really questionable because it's like, bro, if you're a star athlete now, if you got signed to a team, you were obviously hot in college. You obviously got mad pussy in college. You probably got mad pussy in high school, too. Why are you so thirsty that you have to follow way more hoes than you follow bros? Like, I get that you should definitely sprinkle some hoes in there. Totally cool. Double tap even once in a while. Let them know that you're peeking. But do not, like, his whole thing is hoes. And I'm assuming that's kind of what she's going through, too. I do think that's a red flag. I think that means they want to stick their dick in literally everything because they're excited that they have some money and
because
they got some clout.
Does he hit follow? He wants to stick his dick in them?
He wants to stick his dick in them. He's going back liking pictures from 17 weeks ago, bro.
That doesn't mean he wants to fuck.
Why does he follow 650 hoes out of 800 people?
I gotta tell you, if it's that high a percentage, whether he wants... Rory, I would normally agree with you if it wasn't a pro athlete. But you gotta... Let's do some numbers. Let's be realistic.
Well, also in his defense, Marissa was saying he fucked bitches in college and in high school. These are new hoes. These are not your typical dorm room
Now you could probably get the video vixens and shit like that.
So higher let him dabble hoes. A little bit. She knows what she signed up for. She's not dumb, obviously, because she told us how great she was and how she came from a great family. She has a fucking degree and all this bullshit. So you should be smart enough to fucking know.
But that's the same situation that
I'm you're getting yourself
that's
into.
Literally verbatim me. I come from a good family.
Well, you made
a decision. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but it's still really kind of like frustrating because I'm like, signing myself up for failure?
If you're meeting an athlete at this point in their career, you're making a decision. So decide. Yeah. Athletes, famous people in general, particularly athletes, are out there fucking. Either you're cool with it, and as long as he's great to you, you're good, and one day you hope you move past it, or you just stay as casual. Don't let it get serious. But for you to be like, thank you, I mean, it's just delusional. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it's delusional.
No, I think that, okay, I'm gonna get catch heat for this or whatever. But when you do sign up for something like that, you do sign up for some shit. But I just feel like that is like fucking excessive. And it's like,
I mean, he sounds like a thirst bucket. And, yeah. And by the way, and a great man would probably get over that. But like, I have a bunch of thirst on my Instagram.
I was going to say, you're a New York media sex symbol. How does your wife
deal
with this?
Yeah. Thank you, Rory. You're right about that. And I do have, and I still have a good, now listen, I don't have tons of just straight up hoes on my Instagram, but I got a handful.
I mean, I don't know. Sammy, what do you think about my situation?
I already told you, if you're dealing with somebody in the industry, you have to accept the fact that they're going to be fucking, and
but
you just have to be okay with
it. But you know him. You know he's like,
he's just a weirdo. I told you to leave that.
All right, you guys can have a spinoff with your own girls podcast. All the guys are bored out there. All right, guys, we actually got to wrap this up. How long are we at? In there, young Joseph? 42?
Yeah, that feels good.
That feels like a pretty good Joe-less episode.
Sports update.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
Here it is.
The sports update with Marissa.
So game one will technically have been last night, right? When this comes out?
Nope.
Is game one tomorrow night?
It's Thursday night.
Well, all of that's even better.
And that was the sports report with Marissa.
But whatever. I'm going to Cleveland next Tuesday, so I'm going to have a live update from the winning city, and it's going to be pretty neat.
You sure it's Cleveland now?
Yeah. I'm all in Clee. Pound key. All in Clee. Go LeBron.
Rory, anything else?
No, I'm got called back to work, so this is actually perfect.
All right, we gotta go. Joe will be back soon, and we'll update you again with him. Hopefully, with him actually next week,
or we'll have some Summer Jam guests.
Yeah,
I mean, we already had our first one. Shout out to Ty Dolla $ign. Can we get a round of applause for Ty Dolla $ign?
Thank you.
Yeah, both been on Summer Jam.
Rory's not fucking clapping, and Joe's not on Summer Jam.
He was. Last year, 2 years ago?
Three years ago.
Put it down like that, or whatever the song
put
was.
It down like you.
No one put it down like. Anyways.
You.
All right.
Wait, he was on 2013 as well.
All right, Marissa,
okay, fuck off. Everybody, fuck you.
I will have a Summer Jam report because I will be going.
That's right,
because
apparently Madi can get anyone in.
Holla at me. I will be all access. Might even go on stage. Who knows?
All right, peace, guys.
Peace, Scott.